Meltzer calls Informant a documentary whodunit. He says it's about that transformation from activist to informant and what's behind it. For Meltzer, it's a psychological character study of the informant in question, a man named Brandon Darby. Meltzer read about Darby's transformation online. Darby posted a letter to the activist community. In it, he talked about being proud of informing on two activists who had been arrested for building Molotov cocktails. Meltzer says because of the letter, he had a difficult time getting access to Brandon Darby.
He was really under attack by the community that he had been a part of, the activist community, because, you know, he had so offended them by turning towards the FBI, and he was very distrustful of everyone. And so it really took a long time to kind of gain his trust and just let him know that I really was just interested in hearing his side of the story.
Meltzer says the film took 3 years to make. The first year was spent getting access to everyone. He says the next two involved a lot of shooting and editing. Meltzer says he shot reenactments of the more interesting moments in Darby's past. He says editing was also really important and time-consuming because he wants the viewer of the film to make up his or her own mind about Darby and the events that took place.
You want to try to present those events in a somewhat balanced way, where the viewer is always trying to figure out where they stand. And to do that really took a lot of effort in the editing of the story, because I didn't want people to fall too confidently onto one side or another. I wanted them to always be thinking about where they stood and what they believed happened in the film.
Through his film, Meltzer hopes to get people thinking about politics and about the use of informants. He also hopes his film gets people thinking about the moral and ethical questions related to activism and the choices Darby made as both an activist and as an informant.
As long as they're challenged as viewers, then I think I'm happy and I've done my job. But if they just come in thinking one thing and leave thinking exactly that same thing, then I feel like I failed. But if I can kind of challenge them to think in different ways about all the events that happened in the film, then, you know, that's where I feel like I've succeeded as a filmmaker.
Informant screens on Thursday, March 7th at 8:15 p.m. in the Regal Stadium 16. For a complete list of films and showtimes, the website is www.omahafilmfestival.org. For Omaha Public Radio News, I'm Cheryl Lee.